Blog Talk Radio.
The views and opinions of this show do not reflect the views and opinions of Wikicuriosity Media or its affiliates. Wikicuriosity Media, changing the world you listen to.
Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his home out in Cali is my boy Jesse Lives. Jesse, what's up?
We got to get some jazzier intro music.
Hey, man, I like that intro music. That came from my boys at Jaybirds, man.
But it makes me nervous. It makes me nervous.
Why?
I don't know.
I kind of feel bad that he made that sample and then gave it to me, because that could be like a really cool fucking song, you know? So I kind of feel
exactly.
bad that it was wasted on my show, but I still love it. My boy made it for me.
I get it, but we got to grow up a little bit. You know?
We can look into updating. Just calm your. Let me have this for a little longer.
We can meet in the middle. We can meet in the middle with it. Just something a little more jazzy. Something more like that's for like you just run in the room trying to take it. We want to coax them in. That shit sounds like we about to kidnap somebody.
Oh, you gonna listen to this shit? This shit right here?
Yes. Goddamn it. I will put a gun to your mama's hip. You gonna listen? Like that's what that sounds like. You know, that's evil. You say, I'm going to put it to her hip because, dang, you got to be a mean son of a bitch to shoot an old lady in the hip.
I was thinking, you know, why that song was playing and everything like that. And I just, you know, I do want to give a big shout out to you, man. You know, it takes a lot of commitment to be on the other side of the country, you know, with a 3-hour time difference. And, you know, and still be a part of this and still, you know, be enthused by this and doing this with me for the last, 6 months we've been doing this? 7 months? Something like that?
Yes, sir.
So it takes a lot of commitment for you to do that and, you know, show up every week, you know, ready to run this shit. And, man, I can't thank you enough, man.
Hey, man, no thanks needed, man. I appreciate doing it. You know, I have fun with you, bro. I think we got something good going here. So I just say I'm just doing my little part for the culture. You know what I'm saying? So that's how I look at it.
Well, it is definitely appreciated on my end. I just need you to know that, man.
Well, I appreciate you also. I mean, but even letting a guy like me come on your show and be the co-host. You see what I'm saying? Like, and somehow, like, being able to coexist. Because, you know, I'm not everybody's cup of tea, so it's kind of funny. So it's just like, I appreciate, I'm not. I mean, like, so it's like one thing about me, even since I've been a little boy, it's either you love me or you can't fucking stand my ass. And it's like, I don't know, I'm just being the same dude every day. But that's just, I ain't everybody's cup of tea. So I appreciate you also.
Well, man, I did, you know, and so, you know, and just even for that first time that we talked, you know, when we talked for, you know, I don't know, it was like 45 minutes the first time we ever had a conversation, And it was just like we could have kept talking. And that's like and we talk like that just about every time we talk on the phone, you know, especially when we're at the house just chilling. We have a ton of conversation. It's like
about.
we just go down, you know, on and on and on about stuff. It's like, fuck, man, it's like my brother. I could talk to him all damn day long. and the topic constantly changing and have a complete conversation, you know, for hours on end, man.
Right. Well, I mean, I look at it like this. Time for me is infinite. It's limitless as long as I don't waste my time. So I don't care if it takes me 20 years. If I have to have a 20-year conversation, as long as it was productive as hell.
Yeah.
The funny thing is the things we talk about, we end up somehow implementing them somewhere.
I think that's why we work so well together. We just mesh good, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Hell yeah. Well,
you gotta have cohesion, man. You gotta have a cohesion.
Oh yeah.
Big words, words. See,
I never went to college, so I never went to college, so that's all you. But we have an incredible show for you tonight. What?
We have an incredible show for them tonight. Go.
Before we get into all that, though, if you haven't already, please go to that Facebook page, hit that search bar, type in Note by Note Radio Show, hit that share button, hit that like button, follow us, you know, let people know what we're trying to do. Also go to the Wicked Curiosity Media page and follow everything that's going on in the life of, you know, the Wicked Curiosity family here. So check that out. And tonight, yeah, it's... we've got you know, this is your guy, so I'm gonna let you do the little intro, you know, give us a little background on your yes, please.
Okay, well, on this week's episode, I'm gonna say a good friend of mine that goes by the name of Al Mao. Some people know him as A. Woke, East Coast cat, ferocious MC and lyricist. And this is somebody I met when I was still touring. This is one of the many talented people I met and was able to vibe with, and that was kind of like my class, if this was a school. This would be one of the guys that was in the same class as me. What I'm saying? So we've got to watch each other grow as artists and see, even have, like, watch others take, you know, the ups and downs of being an artist and going through certain things and falling out with certain people and things like that. But at the end of the day, this is one of those guys. When I say I'm a rapper's rapper, this is one of those type of rappers I'm talking about. So when I say put the bars over the bullshit, this is one of the rappers I'm talking about when I say that, because he's a monster. And I don't give out compliments like that when I'm talking about MCs. Like, I'll say someone has bars and they're dope, but it stops there. But
yeah,
this guy is a guy that if I had to go into a battle and it was one of those, I want him on my team.
Hell yeah. I'm looking over the list of the people that he's worked with and stuff like that, and I see there is, you know, he's worked with Mad Child. And Mad Child,
yes,
you know, he just did some work with Tom McDonald.
That's an interesting couple, but maybe not
recently, but you know, they've done some stuff together. There's one song, because Nova Rockefeller, she's on one with them. Mad Child and Tom McDonald and Nova, you know. So, oh yeah, man.
Nova Rockefeller, she came a long way. That's crazy to even hear that name. Like, that's somebody that really did make it from, you know, just a MySpace page. So that's dope.
So do you have something against Tom? Or I heard a little hesitancy in there. Is there a problem there?
I try to stay away from pandering rap music. That's a whole other thing to me that the culture is not about.
Okay.
So I try to stay away from that. You feel me? Because it's not about what the unity of hip hop is about. And I mean, on both sides, I try to stay. So, and you know what I mean? Some of those messages are very provocative, and sometimes I feel like if I was to entertain that. Those are guys that are trying to provoke something for the sake of commentary, but not to bring awareness to nothing. So to each their own, but that's my two cents on that. I just know, you know, Mad Child's had his ups and downs, and I'd have to hear the music, but I probably wouldn't listen to it because I wouldn't want to put myself in a position to pass judgment on it. But
I'll find you the song and I'll send it to you.
No, because I'm not gonna listen to it. So that's one of those I'm being a hypocrite because I'm like it'd be one of those songs I would like to hear, but I don't want to risk what I'm gonna hear because I know if it's that, then it's about starting some shit that really doesn't need to be started at this point, and that's not what hip hop to me is about. It takes away the unifying factor that is hip hop.
Well, actually, I mean, this song that it was just all about it was about them struggling, you know, and so like Tom did his verse, then Mad Child did his verse, and then Nova came in. So and basically they were like, you know, the guys were apologizing to their moms, you know, for the way they turned out.
Okay.
And Nova was apologizing to her father for the way she turned out, you know. Nova was talking.
So that would have been
a
good impression that would have been left on me, which would have. But I don't want to risk hearing something else. Is what I'm saying.
Okay. Well, now that I've told you that, would you be more apt to listen to it?
Yeah. Now that
okay.
Now that you've spoiled
it. Yeah,
because
it's not a
hell yeah. I'll listen.
Yeah. Yeah. No. It's basically they're just talking about their struggles and, you know, addictions and this and that and the other, and they're apologizing for the way they turned out.
Yeah, that's dope. And I'll say this. Yes, I'll listen because if it's good rap, it's good rap. If it's good music, it's good music. So I'll listen. I mean, I'm not going to put it in my playlist, but I will give it a listen
now that I know that it's
not something toxic.
Yeah, it's not pandering rap. And I know exactly what you're implying when you say that about Tom McDonald music. I get that because me and another buddy, actually the guy who created the note by note intro, Steve Young from Jaybirds, me and him had a long conversation about it, and that's kind of he felt that Tom like came out with a bunch of, you know, music just talking, you know, I mean,
it was provocative.
We'll
use that word. Like,
okay, right, and there was just
there was an abundance of it, you know what I'm saying.
It wasn't like he just made one album about, you know, a certain topic and it kind of all related and went together a little bit, you know. It was
a lot
of content of the same thing. So, and I remember me and him conversating and talking. I said, you know, I wish Tom would just cut it back with the, you know, with that kind of topic, you know what I'm saying? And just do some badass fucking raps, you know what I'm saying? Like, so,
right.
But this one is not like that. It's different from the rest. I find it pretty cool. I like it. So I'll send it to you after the show.
Send that to me. Hell yeah, I appreciate that. But you see what I mean? Like I'm to the point now. I'm approved that way with my listening ears because I'm only trying to take in good food. If you know what I'm saying, that's where I am when it comes to music. Where, okay, yes, I'm going to be a snob in that way, but that's all music. I don't care what kind of music it is. I only want to hear something. If I could equate it to food, it's the most nourishing food I could hear. It's the most thought-provoking food. So, and it sucks for me because it's like, okay, I can't even risk listening to this person because it might make me see them in a way where I can't enjoy them anymore. Whatever else. I don't want to be the guy. I know that guy sucks for that one song he made. I don't want to be that guy. So it's weird, but it leads me to – that's funny because that's like an oxymoron too.
Can I tell you something
funny.
Real quick?
Now I'm down the rabbit hole.
Let me tell you something real quick. So I just you know, scrolled down on my phone screen, whatever. I just looked at what notifications were up, you know, and there's at 3:01 p.m. I got a notification for a new video from Tom McDonald. It's called White Boys. And it's Tom McDonald and Adam Calhoun.
See what I'm saying? Why?
Now, I wonder what that one's about. But anyways, sorry. Yeah. It just happened to be there. I had no intention of finding that. It just happened to pop up, and yeah.
I mean,
so.
The man, let's be real. The man is winning, though. He has a fan base for that. You know what I'm saying? So I could see why he continues. It's profitable. But that's
right.
Just not what I want to feed my soul, you know? And, I mean, there's hella – and I'm not saying it, like, because he's a white guy, a white rapper. There's black guys that I can't listen to what they're talking about no more because it's just – that's not what I want in my spirit. I want something else. I'm on a whole other mission in life. I'm trying to go in a certain direction, and that direction's backwards to me. So I could give a whole piece. I could take hours talking just about that shit. I don't want to bore you, but yeah. I don't want to scare nobody. Like, this dude is really preachy. Nah, I just want to listen to good shit. I just want to do good shit. I just want to be dope as fuck in everything I do.
Hell yeah. And that's the way to be, man. Absolutely. Let's see. So, all right. Well, we've got a number on the line here. Do you want to go ahead and introduce before we bring him on?
Like I said, this is my boy Al Mal, aka A. Dot Woke, or switch it around, whatever one he chooses to be today. Let's give him a listen. Very good brother to talk to. Very good fun guy to know. He's a fucking hooligan like myself, so I share a true kinship with this gentleman. And, man, just be nice, man. It's one of my guys, bro. I take it personal if you disrespect my guy. You see what I'm saying? So let's go. That's just what it is.
Hey, Al, you there, buddy?
I'm right here. How y'all doing today? Thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, man, we appreciate you taking the time, man. We really do.
No doubt. It's my pleasure. Definitely. I'm happy we could finally make it all happen and the stars and the sun and the moon aligned and we're making it happen.
Hell yeah, so, man. Hell yeah.
Yes, sir. Well, I don't know how much you heard of that, but, you know, I was talking your praises a little bit and I was letting the world know that you're one of the few rappers that I met on tour that I was like, yeah, I got to know that guy. Me and him need to be friends. And have basically, if we can look at, like, they're basically in my class. You're like a guy I came up with in the game over the years. And so I see you as a peer. You see what I'm saying? And outside of that, you're just a monster, bro. And those are the people I feel like need to be heard. And I know you're a humble guy. You're going to try. No, you're a fucking monster. I was telling Jay, like, if we had to go into a battle and it was like an old school type battle, when it was my crew against your crew, he's got to be on my team. That one's on my team. And I don't pass those. And you know me, Al. I don't pass, like, that guy's dope. I'm very critical on shit. But you're one of the few guys I could openly say, like, no, this motherfucker really can rap. And I've never heard him spit nothing trash ever. I've never heard him miss a bar or nothing. I can't say that for very many people. So that's enough me talking about you. Now it's time for you to talk about you.
Wow. Thank you, man. That you're far too kind. Far too kind. Thank you, bro. I really appreciate you. And, yeah, man, definitely. You want to, as far as, you know, how we connected, definitely. I was telling some of my community earlier, the Al Mal Army, baby, how we connected on tour, and it was super dope, man. And yeah, we instantly connected and stayed connected over the years, and it's just one of those kind of real recognized, real situations where even if we were, you know, both out in two different parts of the universe, we would still kind of touch base every now and again. And like I said, I'm super happy to be here, man. I'm stoked on it. And I would definitely be in your battle team, man, and I would definitely want you there, Jesse, for certain.
Oh, appreciate that. It would be an honor.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, tell us a little bit about yourself, man.
There you go.
Sure, no doubt. I like long walks on the beach.
Hell yeah!
I like,
that's fucking
well,
great.
Right, well,
I told you. I warned him.
You gotta sprinkle some sarcasm on it every once in a while.
I don't think he's exactly ready for what I'm talking about. He's not quite a heathen like us yet, but I'm working on it. You see what I'm saying? So.
See, well, you just ain't met me in person, Jesse. You just don't know how it is. You just, you know, wait. You just wait, son.
I can tell you.
That's bad for you. So, yeah, fucking, my first name's Al. My last name is actually Mal. I made music. I've been making music, like, my entire life. I made a lot of music under my other name, A.Wake, A.DOTWAKE. I've always kind of gone back and forth between, you know, A.Wake, A.Wake, a.k.a. Al Mal. I even dropped an album called Al Mal many years ago and stuff like that. So it is actually my government name. I make music. You know what I'm saying? I've been doing it a very long time, toured all over the U.S. and Canada. It's been a crazy journey. I am now a full-time independent hip-hop artist. It's really been a wild ride.
Absolutely, man. Kudos to you on that.
Thank you. I appreciate you.
Yeah, not everybody can do the independent thing full time. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, they got a side gig, you know, what their, you know, main income comes from, you know. So, you know, to be able to do it, you know, and be independent about it, hell yeah, man. Props.
Thank you, man. I appreciate it.
Very true.
I did the serving two masters thing for a long time where I had the daytime gig and I had a really successful career and shit like that, like fucking really successful. Working for like one of the biggest fucking companies in the fucking world. And I did that shit for a really long time while I was touring and going all over the US and Canada and fucking, even when I met Jesse, I had the side gig and shit like that, which technically music was the side gig at that point. But yeah, man, it was just killing my soul. I knew I couldn't do it anymore, man. Like I knew I wouldn't be able to face myself and live with myself if I never really gave it a full push, you know what I'm saying? So I was at a crossroads, and like 2 years ago, I had the option to kind of keep going down that path and, you know, keep pursuing that very financially stable and successful career or go full-time with my music and fucking give it a real push. And obviously, you know, I chose to go full-time with my music, and thank God I did, because, yeah, it's been a wild ride, man. It definitely has. And it's, like you said, the indie thing is not easy, bro, not at all.
Not at all.
I encourage
kids not to be rappers. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to tell people I sell dope just to keep you
I'm going back to it, man. It pays way better.
You know what I'm saying?
It's a lot easier.
Oh, yeah.
Cats really don't know what they're asking for. Like, that's the one thing. I always tell, be careful what you wish for. Because this rap game, yeah, it looks cute, but, bro, the crazy thing is, everybody want to go on tour and don't realize that's like a 20-hour-a-day job. Like, that's a real fucking job. Ain't nothing fun about it, except for the trip. Like, the trips and the shows, yeah, but you actually working all day.
It's a grind.
Oh, yeah. Well,
speaking of, go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
No, go ahead, Jeremy.
No,
I'm going to tell you an Al Mal story. So the first time I ever performed in Washington, D.C., it was with this cat and some other cats, right? So we do the show. I mean, we're like in D.C., which was dope to me because that's a place I thought I'd never see. And then, so this guy goes, hey, man, let's go get something to eat, right? Right? So I don't know where the hell we was, but everything about that place said you need a jacket and a tie. And here we are, hip-hopped out like as fuck. Nothing about us is saying gentlemen at all, right? And this dude got us up in there eating, I think it was like mincemeat pie. But it was like this super high-end, crazy fancy restaurant, right? And so he's like, yeah, try this, what you do, right? And then so when the bill comes, I'm not gonna say what the bill was, but I'll just say it was a grown man's bill. And this motherfucker just
it was a
said,
grown man's
oh,
bill.
Yeah, it was a grown ass man's bill. And this motherfucker said, you know what? Don't worry about that. I'll expense that. I'll expense that, guys. And only a way that Al Mal could say that. And it was just like, okay. Like, because I was about to run about this motherfucker, but okay, cool. and that was an adventure of a night. And I'm, go ahead.
Now, hey, when I tell you, you know, that the last gig was a good deal. The last gig was a good deal, man. I can't lie.
Right. And the funny thing is I'm paraphrasing that story because that night was actually crazier than that. But there's certain shit that ain't nobody's business but ours.
Jesse about to dine and dash, and Al's like, nah, I got this, guys. Don't worry about it.
Hey, no, I'll say like this. I'll never eat minced meat pie in a fancy restaurant on purpose. I know that much.
Minced meat pie.
Because it was like one of those but it was like one of them, like, live a little, bro. You out here, eat the cuisine out here. Like, you the first one of the first people to tell me that. Like, nah, this is a part of it. Like, here, be here. You know, taste the flavors of here. Like, you know what I'm saying? So that was one of those moments that stuck with me. Like, yeah, this one had me, minced me by. Like, hey, he talked me into it. But I mean, actually, he negotiated me into it. But hell.
Oh, that's hysterical. Yeah, yo, I'm thinking about it. I think I got like a seafood pot pie or some shit. That shit was crazy bomb. But yeah, we went to this like, it was like this famous ass spot. Like, cause we was with you know, one or two other people. I'm not gonna try to run through the list in my fucking brain. But with the old gig, I had the expense account. That's straight up what I did. Yo, we ate on. We ate on the company dime there that night. I mean, it was a baller ass time, but yo, I'm not gonna front like I paid a red cent off that motherfucker. That was one of the fringe benefits of my last gig. Like, you know, shit. And it was dope, man. We balled out of control that night, bro.
That's what made it even more maniacal, because I knew it was on the company, but you were just like, ah, fuck it. Yeah, don't worry about it.
Exactly. Clearly, I was right. It didn't fucking matter because I ain't there no more.
Right. Hey, so, before I speak on this, because I want to bring this night into a little bit of perspective of how much fun it was. Can I speak of the graffiti incident that night?
Hell yeah, let it go, man. Yo,
okay,
I'm an open book.
So,
I'm a wide open book.
So this to kind of show you just the type of fun we were having. Now, we just ate in this fancy hoity-toity restaurant. Earlier that night, this fool basically handed me it was just like a fat tip, you know, marker, but it was a specially made one. It was like, bro, I know you do this, so here, do your thing. So this fool was just vandalizing with this fool earlier that day, and then here we are, you know, later that night, in the stuck-up restaurant, like, fuck your dress code. Like,
true story. We went at the show, we tore the shit up, fucking slapped up a bunch of slaps, tagged up a bunch of tags, walked through the streets of D.C., and then went to one of the fanciest motherfuckers that was, like, right by the White House, and we was just, like, eating fucking seafood fucking pie and fucking all the fanciest things you could think of and the fanciest liquors, because I was still drinking, too. I gave up the sauce a couple of years back, but I was still drinking and shit, so we was all drinking and eating. We was balling out of control. We was having some fun, man. Yeah, that was a crazy night. Yeah, man, good times in D.C., for sure.
Definitely. Actually, we got to do that again, man. But just, you know, we got to do that one again. We got to run that one back. Yeah, that's a whole other story. Go ahead.
I'm going to need an invite for that one.
Definitely.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, you know what I'm saying? I told you I'm a full-time indie artist now, so you know what I'm saying? We're going to be doing Jesse's plan next time around, most likely. We're going to be, we're going to be dipping out.
I feel you.
Yeah, we don't have to, I'm cheap, so we don't have to go to the fancy place. We can just swing through like a McDonald's drive through. I'll be good. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yo, I love Subway.
Oh, no, okay.
Subway, it'll be fantastic. We'll split that shit three ways.
Don't act like it hasn't been done before. You came from somewhere.
I'm not mad about it. 0%.
Hell yeah. So Al, if you don't mind, you know, I'm hoping this applies, you know, with you just saying that you're an open book here. Tell me what it was like growing up, because I've gotten your bio here, you know, about you struggling with your parents and them going through their own addictions and stuff. You know, I mean, if you want to, you ain't got to. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, no doubt. I don't mind at all. Clearly, yeah, I am an open book. I stream all the time, too. I'm streaming right now. We got a good room of people here on Twitch, and we're vibing out right now. So I am a wide fucking open book. Like, I do not mind. That's why, you know, it's in the bio. But, yeah, growing up, man, it was, like, for a lot of people, you know, it wasn't easy. I was born on Long Island, grew up all over the five boroughs in upstate New York. And, yeah, definitely wasn't easy, you know what I'm saying, in a lot of ways. Like you mentioned, you know, and it says in my bio, both my parents were addicts. My mom's boyfriends were addicts. Pop was locked up most of my life. He was locked up more than he was out in my life. Yeah, like, I mean, it was a major part of growing up. Like, literally my earliest memories are going on drug runs. So, you know, it's always been a part of my life. And yeah, I mean, shit, it wasn't easy. We moved all over the place. Pops died at 15. I moved upstate. I was living with my mom. And yeah, fucking, when I went through summer high school there, actually, well, no, I'm kind of skipping. Like, I left Long Island when my pops had kind of, like, disappeared. So I moved back upstate, and I found out he died shortly thereafter. And then shit was fucking up. And went through, you know, a lot of the teenage bullshit that we all go through. I wound up eventually fucking dropping out of college and fucking after a couple semesters of community college, dropping out, living in my car, police fucking harassing me, like all types of crazy shit. And moved down to Staten Island and met my beautiful wife, and I'm giving you the super abbreviated version, moved down to Philly. Met a lot of awesome people, made a lot of dope music, and now I'm living on the road full time with the motherfucking with the tiny home living.
Hell yeah.
So she was the turning point, it sounds like.
Oh yeah, definitely, in a lot of ways. Cause yeah, I was living upstate New York. Fucking shit was all fucked up. I was a, you know, full time fucking weed dealer, not making a lot of money, and fucking just done being on the streets and shit like that. And yeah, my beautiful wife, she just popped on real quick. I pointed my car down to Staten Island. I after like getting woken up abruptly, I was living with my friend's grandma and shit. And then like, I was like, I can't do this shit no more. I called my mom one day. I was 17. And, I was 19. 18. I was close. Yeah, I was 18. So yeah, I was 18. Called my mom. I was like, all right, I'm coming down. I'm coming down to Staten Island. I don't know how to get there, but I'm gonna come down to Staten Island. I'm gonna stay for like a week, a month, a year. But I'm gonna move back in with you and your boyfriend now. And she was like, yeah. And then I lived there for a little bit. And it's crazy. Like my wife had a tie-in to my mom's boyfriend's family. Another long story, but yeah, I met her. I met my wife, like I said, when I was very young, and yeah, we fell madly in love, and yeah, we've been on a wild ride together.
Hell yeah, man, that's beautiful.
That's the way to do it, shit.
Hell yeah.
But it seems like that's how you do everything, though. You live your whole life at full speed, bro, and that's one thing I love about you, though, because you do like you don't even see doors, and I admire cats like that because it reminds me that I'm not fucking crazy. So, yeah.
Thank you.
For real, it does.
Thank you, man. Hell yeah, you got to keep going. That's the only, you know, that's the only advice I'll give a motherfucker. Like, I mean, you could ask my opinion on shit, but as far as advice, I don't give a lot, but keep going. Like, you got to just keep fucking going. Keep going, keep going, keep going. That is my superpower. I am pretty damn good at rapping. Some people may think more or less of that statement, but that is not my superpower. Rapping is not my superpower. Not giving up is my fucking superpower. You got to keep going, man. You have to fucking keep going. You can't stop. You got to keep going.
That's right. All right, you got to keep putting that other foot, you know, one foot in front of the other. Sorry to interrupt. We got a caller on the line. Right, with us bringing somebody on. See who we got on the line.
Oh, snap.
Okay, here we go. Hello, you're live on Note by Note Radio Show. Who is this?
Hey, this is Jason from Westchester. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing all right, man. How are you doing today?
Doing pretty well.
Yo,
I'm a huge, long-time Al Mal fan. Definitely bringing a tear to my eye hearing him talk about some of the stuff with his parents, you know, as somebody who has had to overcome a lot of family members' addictions in my life. I wanted to ask Al Mal, what is the most important thing to hurtling around family members who, you know, as a kid, you kind of think that these adults have everything, you know, going, they know what's going on, and then you become an adult and it's like, what? You mean to tell me you've been winging this shit? So I was just curious, like, what's the most important, you know, thing for anybody that's listening who, you know, looks up to you like I do, who, you know, may not have, you know, hurdled those hurdles like you and I have.
Thank you, brother. First of all, big thank you to Jason from Westchester calling in. Big love to you, bro. Hell yeah. This is the best wingman in the game calling in right here. Much love to you, my G. It's a hard thing. It really is. And this is another one of those things. It's like not a one-size-fits-all, you know, silver bullet type of thing. You know what I mean? What works for one person is not going to work for the other. You know, there's some people you got to bring in real close and you got to love the fuck out of them to, you know, to help keep them around. And there's other people that, like, the more you do that type of shit, the more they're going to run away and the worse they're going to be. So it's really hard. It's a difficult thing. You've heard me say plenty of times, you know, nobody's going to break your heart like an addict. You know, nobody can break your heart like an addict, like real shit. You know, so it's such a difficult thing. It really is. You know, the biggest thing is, you know, for me is, especially in retrospect, because that's how, like I said, a lot of it happens. You know, when we're looking back, like, fuck, I thought I got it all figured out. And you start kind of looking back at the trauma and the shit that happened, you know, you got to realize that it brings you all to the point you're at right now. You know what I mean? And it's all kind of a part of your superhero backstory that makes you the badass motherfucker that you are, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. I couldn't have put it any better myself. Hell yeah.
Yeah, thank you. That was awesome.
No doubt.
Is there anything,
thank
anything
you
else? Yeah, anything else you'd like to ask?
Not right now. I will call back if I have something, but I heard him touch on that, and I really, you know, he's definitely done a lot for me as far as, you know, just living his dreams, you know, like you guys had said, like you guys had touched on, you know, he was balling and he's still balling, you know, just because he's balling in a different way. I'm super proud of him and everything that he's done. And just thank you, Mal, for being here for all of us and being the fucking light in the world that we want to see, man. I appreciate it.
Thank you, brother. You're far too kind, man. Likewise, thank you for always holding me down and always showing that love.
Yeah, of course. I'll let you get back to your interview, though. Thanks for letting me call in, guys.
Absolutely. That's what the show's about, man. All right. Appreciate you calling, man. Hey, stay tuned to the show. Listen to the rest of it, brother.
Oh, of course.
Hell yeah. And if you ain't following Note by Note already, go ahead and look on Facebook there and follow and like us, brother.
I will definitely do that. Thank you for the reminder.
Absolutely, man. Hey, thank you so much for your call, man. Have a great night, great weekend. Be safe out there.
Thank you. You as well.
Awesome. Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
Hell
love
yeah.
you, bro. Definitely talk to you soon. That's right. Everybody, check out Wicked Curiosity. We got the, like I said, I got the stream up right now, too. Had a bunch of dope people floating through. Been pretty consistent around, like, 15, 20 dope humans vibing out with us. So, yeah, shout out to everybody rocking with us. Make sure to check out Wicked Curiosity. Big, big, big love for you guys. Really appreciate you vibing out.
Absolutely, absolutely. I think with that, it's time to play the first song. What does everybody think?
Yeah, because that was a moment. People need to cool off here.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking, man. I was like, there's some heartfelt stuff talked about there. Let's all take a breather, collect ourselves. So,
That's why I was just listening.
Which song out of the three that you sent us here, which one would you like to premiere first on Note by Note Radio Show? We've got Damaged Goods, Veracity, and Bold Move.
You know what? Let's start with Damaged Goods. It's a really dope story, and I'll tell you the whole story about it when we come back after bumping that dope track right there.
Okay, all right, so let's see here. Man, I've got a whole list of things, and I don't know where it went.
Uh-oh.
It's up here. I just lost
pressure.
It for a second.
Oh, air man. Pressure.
Oh, here we go. All right. Everybody, ladies and gentlemen, this is Al Mal. This is Damaged Goods, all right? And we're going to be right back. Everybody stay tuned with us. We're going to listen to this dope-ass song, and then we're going to come back, and we're going to talk about it, all right? So here we go.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, we all been through something. And I can tell you, I am definitely damaged. Damaged good. Yeah, you know it. Check it. Damaged goods, return to sender. Many people will not remember what I be coming with, but I'm running quick on the microphone, and my stomach's sick, and I be pushing until there's nothing up in it. I could do this for more than another minute, and I could do this for hours, and I could open my chest, open heart surgery, I'm hopeless bet. I'm a hopeless romantic, because I know that I'm gonna be doing this, and it's tragic. I have to be doing this and I'm married to game. And you just see how it happens, well I had to carry it, weight. I carry the weight on my back in my mind. I have to do this in the back of my mind. I have to tell myself to keep on pushing forward. Every time they die, wait, I know I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it, I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it, I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it. So build a bridge and get over it, build a bridge and get over it. I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it, I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it, I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it. So build a bridge and get over it, build a bridge and get over it. Building bridges to get over myself. Like I'm an angry troll, I'm knowing myself. Like I got the manual, but I know that I got my habits still. I'm gonna make sure that I'm just pushing up the hill like I'm Sisyphus. I'm doing this the way it needs to be done, so you can see that I'm just pushing towards heaven. And now I'm needing one person to be checking my perspective. Then I can go ahead and check this off my checklist, and I can reassemble it like Voltron, and I can bring it together. And you're wrong if you thinking you can't find your way up out of it, because we imprison ourselves up in our mind. Our habits is killing us every day, slowly or quickly. This is why I'm on this microphone and you could get me. I'm damaged goods, and I've accepted it. I'm damaged goods, and I've accepted it. I'm damaged goods, and I've accepted it. So build a bridge and get over it, build a bridge and get over it. I'm damaged goods, and I've accepted it. I'm damaged goods, and I've accepted it. I'm damaged goods, and I've accepted it. So build a bridge and get over it, build a bridge and get over it. Damaged goods, and I've accepted it. I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it, I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it. So build a bridge and get over it, build a bridge and get over it. I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it, I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it, I'm damaged goods. And I've accepted it. So build a bridge and get over it, build a bridge and get over it.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Note by Note Radio Show. It is I, your host, the guy in glasses. With me broadcasting from his home is my boy Jesse Lives. And we got Al Mal on the line. What up?
Juju.
That song was dope.
How y'all doing?
That song was dope. Very
hell
dope.
Yeah, man. Absolutely, man.
I'm saying I never heard it before and shit, but the song is dope. It's always been dope. That's funny. I'm talking about like the first time I'm hearing it. But yeah. Very yeah. Type of you.
So talk to us about that song.
Thank you. No doubt. Yeah, the name of the song is Damaged Goods. It's actually the verses are freestyles. I wrote the hook. I had the idea for the hook and the concept. And then I recorded the song, just, you know, went in the booth and ripped a couple freestyle verses. It was off my album, Drifting to Heaven, it was called. It was kind of a two-part album that I did with another artist called Equitas, where he did one called Drifting to Hell. Mine was called Drifting to Heaven. So it was kind of a D2H double album sort of deal. This was when I was running my label, G-Dub Records. This was about 7 or 8 years ago. This year it's going to make about 8 years. Since I released that track, which is nuts to say, but check it. Last year when it was a 7-year-old baby, right? Fucking, I started kind of figuring some things out online. I connected with a great community of people through TikTok and Twitch, who have now become known as the Al Mal Army. I connected with all of these people, and I learned how to better share my music and my art and how to connect with people that actually vibe with it. And so many people connected with the message behind this song that it like low-key blew up. It's no giant blow up or anything like that. But as far as comparatively speaking to my career and streams thus far, like, it did really good. Everybody pushed it. It's currently over like 11,000 streams with 0% push. And that was only in the past year that it went up. Before that, it wasn't even over 1,000 up until last year, right around April of last year, it started really popping. Just before April, actually, beginning, that's right. Yeah, in like February, March of last year, things really started kind of shifting gears, because like I said, I really met a great community of people, and it started popping off so much that we actually made a fucking video for it. 7 years after releasing it, after it getting, you know, like very little shine, so many people were like, bro, we need to do a video for this. We had 30 different people send in clips of them singing the song and vibing out with the song. Best wingman of the game, the Perfect Taco, my buddy, Jason, who just called in, he pieced it all together, edited it together, and we released the video for Damaged Goods, and it came out great. It was a fun video to shoot, and it wasn't just your clips, but it still featured 30 different people from all over the world, from Estonia and Canada and all over the place. So it was a burden of love, I guess, or whatever you want to call it. But like, it was definitely a love project beginning to end, and I couldn't have done it. It wouldn't have been as special if it wasn't for all the people that were involved with it. Shout out to everybody that got down with it.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah. Sorry, Jesse, go ahead.
Oh, you got somebody on the line?
We got two people on the line.
Oh, so yeah, bring them on. I'll ask the question. I'll bring the point up later.
Are you sure?
Let's go.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go to the first person here. And hello. Hey, you're live on Note by Note Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hello?
Yes.
Hey, Al Mal. It's Ayo Mayo Boy. Hey,
yo, Mayo.
Yo, I can't talk, my man, but I see you. I see you on your grind. I see you doing your thing. I'm happy for you, man. Keep doing you. We love you.
Yo, thank you, Mayo. Love you too, my G. Thank you for calling in, man. I appreciate you, man.
Yes, sir. Ow, man.
Yeah.
Let's go.
Let's fucking go, son. Hell yeah. I didn't even see you popping in. Are you on Twitch with us right now?
No. He just dropped.
He said, what's up?
Oh, okay, no doubt. Well, shout out to Ayo Mayo Boy. Big love to you, my G. That was Ayo Mayo Boy. Yo, that was one of the the homies in the Al Mal Army showing that love. Big love to you. Hell yeah.
And it looks like the other person who called in got cold feet. Maybe they just lost connection. So whoever you were, you know, call back in. Don't be shy. Jesse doesn't bite.
Yeah. Okay. I only bite my ass real nice, and if you like with him. So, call in. Call in right now, guys. If you want to call in.
Yeah, it's anybody listening out there, you know, doesn't know the number already. The number is 718-664-9735. Again, that number is 718-664-9735. Call in, talk to us, you know, talk to Al Mal, you know, ask him a question, you know. That's what it's all about right now, people. So don't shy out.
Hell yeah.
But,
What I was going to say before we got called is then, Al just dropped a real big gem, so we could have – this could be a hip-hop gem moment. He dropped a real big gem just then, and I want people to catch it, all the artists that are listening. And the gem is, what's old to you doesn't mean – what's old to you is still brand new to them.
Yes.
Just because you made that song 7 years ago doesn't mean people have heard it yet. So that's still going to be your biggest hit. So not everything is a flop if it's good music. It just hasn't found its market yet. And a lot of cats, and I don't even want to get I don't want to even get into my marketing and business talk, but sometimes the music just hasn't found its market yet. And that's the dope thing about the internet. It'll somehow stumble on the market if you give it long enough time to catch up.
Facts. It's about sticking true to yourself, true to your craft, and we're all only looking for one type of person. We're looking for the people that are looking for us. And as artists, it's hard. Like, nobody becomes an artist because it's like, oh, I love marketing music so much, I'm going to make music. It's never that way. Like, no, it's always the other way around. Like, if you make music, you got to figure out how to get it out there to people. And that's the most difficult thing. That's what I struggled with for the longest time. And I was just out there, as I always say, I was out there in left field throwing bowling balls around. And my whole story has been like the – how we've seen the videos of, like, you know, that one crazy hippie dancing in the middle of nowhere, and then, like, they're just, like, freaking so fucking hard, and then, like, one person comes over and just starts rocking with them, and out of nowhere, you just got a gang of people just dancing their ass off. Like, that's the story of my career and how I approached it online, just be unapologetically myself and just throw them bowling balls out in left field and wait till some bowling ball connoisseurs come through.
Hell yeah. Well, we've got another caller on the line. I don't know if it's the same one that just dropped out or not. I didn't catch them fast enough here, but we're gonna bring them on and see what they gotta say here. Hello, you are live on air with the Note by Note Radio Show. How you doing?
Is this for me? Is this me?
Yep. Yep, it's you.
Oh, what's up? Al Plowman here. Good to hear your voice. Glad you're doing anything.
There he is.
Yeah.
Wow, man.
Got to call my homie from some other Roman lifestyle. I turned 40 today, and I wish you were here so we could go crazy with some music. I wanted to know when you thought you could make it back to these parts.
Never soon enough. Yo,
Eureka,
shout out to Eureka Springs. I fucking I love the time we spent together. Yo, it was so much fun. This is for anybody that doesn't know, this is Christopher Plowman right here. This is my dude.
Aww.
It's his fucking birthday today. We want to show him all the love as much love as we can. I love you. I love you, you handsome
bastard. I love you too, man.
This guy, if you check the video for Damaged Goods, he's actually what we did for the video. We did an intro with him singing with the fucking voice of an angel. If you don't know, this man has the voice of an angel.
I was brilliant putting that together, though. It was good.
Oh, yeah. We went back and forth with it about where we wanted it, but real shit, we wanted you, in the end, I told him we got to put you in the front. We want a nice big solo in the front, and the whole song starts with Plowman, this guy with the voice of an angel right here, strumming away on his acoustic guitar.
You flatter me.
And singing a beautiful version of Damaged Goods, which hopefully, if I twist his arm enough, we can do a remix of.
Finally. We got to do that. It's hard to get everybody's recording equipment in the same room, it seems like. But I've got some people I'm working with to get them. You know, my stuff, I could get scrappy demos with right now, but it deserves a little more, I think. And that'll happen. It's happening. It's all happening.
Oh, yeah, it'll happen.
But, yeah.
Artists, we are not known for our organizational and planning skills, but we're going to make this happen.
Or
yeah, it's a bad thing.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how proud I am to have got to meet you and your lovely Am Retro, and I became better people that day. And you know, you guys were just exactly how I was knew you would be. When you showed up, you're some of the most genuine people I already felt like I knew. And so we'll keep going. We'll keep running into you wherever we can. I just wanted to thank you for including us. Of course, you know, me in that video, I don't want to make it all about me, but I definitely want to fucking work with you again as soon as possible. So I'll be pulling my shit together this year. This is the year. It's kind of a make or break year for me, but I just wanted to let you know how much inspiration, strength you bring to the community. So I'll let you go on that note. Thanks for having
me, brother.
On your show.
Hey, man. Hey, happy birthday.
Hey, thanks.
Yeah, happy birthday to you, man.
Hey, we appreciate the call.
Yo, I love you, Plowman. Thank you again.
Absolutely.
For the love, man. It was,
man,
it was fantastic. Fuck yeah, man. So,
we'll
so
do it again.
Vibing with you, man.
We'll do it again as soon
fuck
as
yeah.
we can. Y'all stay safe.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Hell yeah.
Hey, real shit, you guys, I'm telling you, too, you want to talk about an interesting motherfucker, you should have the Plowman on. He's got some stories to tell for certain, and like I said, he's got the voice of an angel. We've done some dope shows together, had some dope times together, ate some amazing magic mushrooms together, he's definitely an interesting character, and I wish you all the best birthday vibes, my brother.
Hey, well, before I go, I just want to shout out to the rest of your community that, like, if they don't know how much they do for you and anybody else that's just up in the room, like, trying to be themselves, all your moderators, just, you know, anyone out there that's in your room, I wanted to thank them. So, thanks, Em. Thank you guys for taking care of our boy. I'll talk to you soon. I'm going to get out.
Hell yeah. Yeah, you take care out your crew. Have a good birthday.
Thank
man.
You, guys. Peace. Absolutely.
Yep. Hey, see you.
Much love, brother. Peace.
Hell yeah. We're gonna keep this going. We got one that's been on hold for. Oh yeah, hold on. Well, nope. Whoever was on hold for almost 3 minutes there. I apologize. I was fixing to bring you on.
No.
I'm sorry. I'm trying to get to people as fast as you can. You know, but you know, want to give their people time to say their piece. So I do apologize, but we do have another one on the line here. Let's go ahead and just keep this train rolling here. Hello, you're on air with
Keep
No Party
going.
Radio Show.
Hello?
Hello?
Hi, my name is Kelsey. I'm a huge fan of Al Mal and wanted to give him so much thanks for letting me listen to his music and use it in streaming. And my question for him is, what made him start music? Like, what was his passion behind it?
Hell yeah.
Wow. Thank you for calling.
Great question.
Hell yeah. Was this Cindy?
Kelsey, correct?
No, this is Silvermist. Yes.
Oh, Silver Miss. I couldn't hear you for a second. Shout out to you, Silver Miss. Much love to you. Thank you for calling in. Hell yeah. The first time I remember making music, it's crazy. I was at my aunt's house. It was one of these nights where like my parents they kind of just like disappeared and had left my sister and I like for drug run type stuff and kind of just left us, and my aunt had to come get us late at night, and it was like I remember her driving us back to her house, and like she said to my sister and I, like, all right guys, why don't we make a song about how we feel? She was a sociology professor, so she was like, okay, why don't we write a song about how we feel right now? So I was very young, and I remember saying, can I write a rap? And she's like, yes, write a rap song. So a very young single-digit me wrote a rap song, probably in crayon, about how drugs are bad.
Oh, wow.
And that's the first song I ever remember writing.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Well, thank you for answering my question, and I'm so excited to see where else your music career goes.
No doubt. Thank you so much for calling in. I really appreciate you. Real shit. Brown coats, stand up.
Thank you so much. Have a great
night. Thank you, Kelsey. Have a great night.
Much love to you. Have a great night. Have a good weekend.
You too. Bye.
Bye.
Hell yeah. You know, it's funny because that's usually my question. I ask that same question to all the artists, you know, because it's always a good story. There's always something, you know, as far as what was the motivation to get into music, you know, a certain, experience or you know, something that, you know, that had happened or whatever, you know. So, you know, spot on, Kelsey, for the question. You know, that's usually one of my go-to questions. So she beat me to the punch, though. So good job. So, we got another one lined up. We're just going to keep on going with this. I ain't mad at this at all. You know, everybody want to call in and show some love to Al Mal. So, you know, we're going to keep this train rolling here. Seems like about the time we're hanging up with one, another one's calling in. So, let's see who we got here.
Hell yeah.
Hello, you're live on Note by Note. Who are we speaking with?
Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey. Baba Booey.
Gotta be an inside joke.
We missing something.
No, it's an inside joke.
Yo, you got... Yo, I know exactly who that was too. I don't even know if I should shout him out, but yo, that was you guys, you've never heard the Baba Booey before?
No, that's new.
No,
to me.
No,
lace me
new.
Up, bro. Educate me.
You
educate me.
You know Howard Stern, right?
Yes.
Right.
Well, one of his producers is his name is Baba Booey, and. This is the game and still is on the Howard Stern show. Like, people call up and they'll get on to, they've done it to like Regis and Kelly. They've done it on huge levels where they'll call in. They'll be like, this is Dr. So-and-so. And they've joined via phone, and they'll be like, hello, a Baba Booey, a Baba Booey, a Baba Booey. And yeah, it's just like, it's the ultimate original troll phone call. And one of the good homies has been warning me. As soon as I told him about it on stream, he was like, "Bro, I'm a call and I'm a Baba Booey, you, bro."
So
I'm telling
so,
you, look up hashtag Baba Booey. You will not be disappointed.
The show producer just popped his head into the studio here, Jesse, and he informed me that we don't understand this or know about this because we're old. So.
No way. This goes back to like before internet days. Like, they were doing this shit, like,
yeah.
I'm telling, this is like 90s stuff still going. Yo, big love to Juno. Much love to you, my G. I'm telling you, the Baba Booey is classic. It goes way back. It's like the original fucking troll call. It's fantastic.
Well, okay.
It was my fault.
I don't know what to say. I don't know.
That's funny. He's like, oh, if you say so.
I don't know what else to do. I'm just dumbfounded, and then I got called old. So now, you know, I don't know what to do.
Now you know how Ricky Bobby felt when he didn't know what to do with his hands. Now you know.
Nah, fuck that. You are infinite. You are timeless. You are ageless, my friend. Fuck that.
That's it.
That's funny.
You've heard me say that before.
Well,
fuck yeah. Well, I guess that was fantastic for me. I should say thank you. That was great. I feel like I have arrived in some capacity now that somebody called in and Baba Booey'd me. That is fantastic.
Okay. So I've got a question here.
Sure.
What made you decide to not use any profanity in your music?
That's a good question. It's something that it started originally when I was heavy into my church. Actually, I was when I was on Staten Island. My wife and I we wound up going to this born again Christian church. That's not even there anymore. That was like three blocks away from the Killer Hill Projects, where like Wu-Tang, a lot of members of Wu-Tang grew up and shit. I was heavy into the church at the time. And my pastor was like, he heard I was rhyming, and he challenged me multiple times on my use of profanity. Because as you hear, I curse a lot, like when I'm just talking, but with music, he was like, you know, he challenged me a bunch, and it started from that. But then, you know, even though I'm not, you know, I don't believe in religion. Religion makes you Catholic and me Protestant, and, you know, you Jewish and me Muslim. Like, it's, you know, religion does nothing but divide. But, you know, even after getting out of the church, I realized, like, you know, I only got like a 2-3-4 minute window tops to reach a motherfucker. So, you know, I'm not going to fill it up with, fuck, motherfucker, fuck the bitch in the earth. Like, whoa, you know, like, hey, maybe my kids are in the car. Like, I don't know. Maybe it's not that type of day. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, since I just got such a narrow window to reach listeners, supporters, or anybody, like, I choose not to flood it with profanity. Sometimes when I'm freestyling, I'll let them hang out. Because, you know, I'm freestyling a lot. Like, every day I'm freestyling online live. So, you know, I'll let it hang out every now and again on the freestyle. But even with that, I typically don't curse when I freestyle, too, for the same reason.
Okay. All right. Yeah, I've got a good friend of mine, Steve Young. He's in a group called Jaybirds. And he's pretty much the same way about it, because he feels like the, you know, the profanity is just filler words. So if you can get around using, you know, profanity, you know, and, you know, every other word and stuff like that, it's a more intellectual, you know, thought process and song. You know what I'm saying? So
exactly.
And that's the way he feels about it. So yeah, y'all probably get along pretty good.
Yeah. Definitely, yeah. That's I'm of the same mindset, you know. Like, it's
absolutely.
It's just filler words, you know what I mean. So, of course, sometimes, you know what I mean. Like, I love music with some curses in it, and I you know, I'll yell along with it when it's the time to do it. But, you know, it's not always the vibe, you know. And it's
right.
It's, and a lot of times, just filler type of shit, you know what I mean.
it's gotta be like seasoning. It's got to be tasteful. It's got to have a point. I mean, I cuss every now and again, but that is only when I'm trying to say a specific thing for a specific reason. That's how I've always looked at cussing on records. It's all a part of the gumbo. And you, in this one, you might have to say motherfucker right here, because that's, he's a motherfucker. Like, I'm gonna be honest. Like, I can't, because that's the only way to express that emotion sometimes. I feel like, but yeah,
exactly. There's a place for all different, you know, styles. Real shit.
Right.
You know. Like it's just funny now. I've struggled with it more. Like, I got my next project, you know, pretty much done, and there's no curses on it. But like, as far as music going forward after that, I pondered with the idea. You know, I played with the idea of starting to pepper in a little bit. You know, if I felt like it. But you know, I mean, at least for now. Obviously, I don't have to make that decision today. But yeah, you know, like I said, because there's a place for all of it. You know, it's not to say that I won't ever, you know, start throwing a curse or two here or there if I fucking feel like it. But, you know, I mean, shit. I still definitely, at least for now, see it this way for my art, for the at least short-term foreseeable future.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, no. Like I said, good rap is good rap. That's all it's got to be.
Mm-hmm.
That's all it ever should be. It's just good rap.
So we've got
and that's crazy that we're even to a place now like that in music, where we could actually say it's almost like saying,
You know, I'm sorry, before you grab this next caller, how do they call in on Facebook? I had somebody international that wanted to call in on Facebook.
I mean, they the only way to call it is just call into the number that I shouted out earlier. I can say that number again. It's 718-664-9735. If they're calling out internationally, they'd have to use, whatever the extension for the U.S. is, I guess. I don't know how that works. I don't make a whole bunch of a long distance calls, let alone international calls. If they can actually call in that number there, we'd be more than happy to have them on.
Cool, no doubt. Yeah, they were just they thought maybe they could call through Facebook through the link. But yeah, no worries. I appreciate you. Yeah, we got a, like I said, I'm live, so we keep pasting the number in there and everything like that. That's why we got many amazing humans calling in.
yeah. Well, we've got another one on the line here. Let's see. Bring him on. Hello, you're on live with Note by Note Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
Hello, here is International. Evie speaking.
Vinny! Oh, my goodness! We got...
I speak without it.
Wow. This is my good friend from Estonia, my sister from another mister. Vinny, how are you feeling, Vinny?
I'm feeling good. It was great to be up so long, so I can speak and ask you some questions that maybe some little children who wanna be like rappers or something, and wanna maybe ask those questions that like. How or what should they do when they like wanna start doing what you are doing? So are there any tips and tricks that you wanna share with them so they can start doing it?
Definitely. Thank you, Spinny. Yo, really, really appreciate you calling in and staying up. That is really, really dope. I would say, as far as any sort of tips or you know anything like that, it's just that make sure you're doing something every day. Write every day, post every day, do something every single day. Read something, learn something, freestyle. Whatever it may be, just every single day, engage in your art. And that's not just for hip hop. That's for any art, in my opinion. Just engage with your art in some form of it every single day, and just keep doing it.
Mm-hmm. Facts.
and he's like, there's something more that you wanna share with kids, that maybe when they are like shy a little bit, that what should be the one thing that make them like go for it, like.
That's a good question. I would say, I don't know. It's hard. You gotta. I mean, I don't know. Could you ask the question again, Cindy? I want to make sure I'm answering right. I want to make sure I got you. I'm not sure I fully understood. And you know, I'm kind of hot.
Yeah. like, what is the one thing, if some kids are, like, shy and stuff, what should they do, to get...
Oh, okay. Now I think I follow what you're saying. When you're young and when you're trying to figure it out, the best things you could do is, especially when you're young, you got a lot of time, so listen to as much music as you can. Especially with hip-hop. Listen to all different types of hip-hop. Listen to old-school rap, new-school rap. Listen to all different genres and figure out, find out your favorite artist. That's a great thing as a kid you get to do, because your music is still so new in so many ways. So find all your favorite artists. And then the next step with that is, once you find your favorite artist, let them be the ones that help craft your style, if that makes sense. Let your favorite artists be the ones to guide you in your artistic path. Now I'm not saying duplicate, because you never want to duplicate, but it's okay to understand, this artist paints with these colors and I like those colors, so I want to try painting with those colors. And maybe when you paint with those colors, they aren't the colors for you, but let that kind of be the guide for you when you're making music, especially when you're young. Figure out your favorite artists. And then, once you really, really love certain artists, see if, maybe your art might be similar to their art.
Bars.
You still there?
I don't know. Uh-oh. Maybe not. Cindy had the international charges. She's still with us on the stream, but she called all the way from Estonia. Estonia. I didn't even know I wanted to go see Estonia, but I can't wait to go see Estonia. True story. That shit sounds magical, son.
Yeah,
it does.
Yeah.
Hey, great question, Cindy. Thank you.
Absolutely, yeah. Cindy, thank
but
you for,
gems, though,
for calling
those
in.
Those are definite bars, though, that you dropped just then.
Thank you.
And I hope if you're an artist, you're really listening and soaking it in, because this is a gentleman that's been there and done that. And like I like to say, we've already fucked up a whole lot of shit. You guys got to go find us some new mistakes. Like, I can tell you how to do it wrong.
Exactly.
There's plenty of things I can say. If I could go back and be like, man, I didn't even have this whole period right here.
Ah.
Hello?
Ah, there you go.
Yeah.
Oh, Cindy's
still with us.
Okay. Yes.
There was a glitch in the matrix.
So I was asking, is there when kids wanna post their first rap or something, and they are a little bit shy and scared that people maybe somehow gonna judge or something, what should they do?
Do it. People are always gonna, there's always gonna be people and their opinions. Opinions are like buttholes. Everybody got them, and most of them stink. So, people are always going to have their opinions. Let them have their opinions. It's just, if it's something that's in your heart, you should do it and keep doing it. And if you feel like it's not for you anymore, and if it's too much, if that level of sort of criticism or If that sort of critique is something that maybe is too much for you, that's perfectly fine. A lot of artists, when they get some hard critiques, that's the end of it for them, and they can't get past some of the first people in their lives being kind of mean to them around their heart. And it's a shame. It's a really, really sad thing. That's why I think it really is important that, you know, we all support art, you know, especially with the youngsters, as much as we can.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So do it in Shia LaBeouf fashion. They should just do it and do it. You know what I'm saying? If they don't like it after they do it, then they don't got to do it again. But if they do it, maybe they'll like it. And maybe they'll like it more because the people say mean stuff.
Yes, cool.
Oh, yeah, there's always going to be haters no matter what you do.
Yes. But, yes, thank you all for having me, and I hope you all have a lovely day or evening, and I hope you have a lovely radio show.
All right, well, we appreciate the call.
Yeah, okay.
Bye. Thank you, Cindy. I love you. Yes. Have a good night. Thank you again for calling.
Yes.
You're the best.
Have a good weekend, Cindy.
Yes, you too. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Yes.
Hell yeah.
Cindy's fantastic. She speaks like so
many
languages.
Internationally known.
Look at him.
Oh, yeah.
Known, man.
You know it. You know it.
Let's put on another song. And then we're going to come back. We got another call on the line here. I'm just going to ask him to please bear with us. We're gonna take a little break here real quick. We're going to put a Al. Can I play Verocity, or do you want to play Bold Move next?
Let's go with Verocity. Why not? Yeah, that's my most viewed video on YouTube. So yeah, I love this song. It's one of my favorite songs to perform live. Definitely.
This is my favorite Al Mal song right here. I'm gonna be. I told you that years ago, but yeah, this is the one. Like, this is the one I'm front and center for. Like. Or I'm the asshole friend in the back, like, do it for us. I'm that guy. This is a very dope song.
Play right, Freebird.
So if you see me at an Al Mal concert, I'm definitely, I'm that guy. Yeah, it was me. Yes, I'm doing it every time I go to the show.
All right. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Al Mal. This is Verocity. All right. So just bear with us. We're going to come right back, and we're going to keep talking with Al Mal. Stay tuned with us, all right? Be right back.
Hey, wake. Ain't no break. A.K.A. Al Mal. Ferocity.
You want to make us stop? It takes copious amounts of work because we want you to rot. With copious amounts of worms and maggots rooting through you. Tragic for you if you compete. With me you see you bleed. Body dragging, grab him by the feet. I'm a beast, fire breathing, dragon like I'm the Greek. Myth brought to life, brought your life to its final scene. Time to please. We all fall in line like files, lean your finest feet. If you're trying me, you find my primal scream. I'll lead, y'all follow me like tile scenes. File creeping through the mouths of rappers. Despising me, despotting me for leadership. These cats are finding me as time to breathe. They try to be as nice as me, the dying leaf. Lion scene, moving at a blindest speed. Blindest speed, reminding me my mind's my only weapon. Defining me, flying leaps, blow your mind. Aligned, you see what type of team back. War ride with me. Whatever you do, you better do it with ferocity. 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 Whatever you do, you better do it with ferocity. Nothing but media. Regulate compulsions until I kill with expedience. Streets in need of ingredients that you get when you see me. Spit games are taken by needy kids with cheesiness and greediness. Treat them like Reese's Pieces. Eat them and their Jesus pieces. Earn my teams of legions who look like a fleet of zebras. Wildlife and black and white animals see as beasts. Roll up, snatch your mic when your actions seem egregious. for rappers that need a beat. Smack him when I see him creeping, whack him, oh, he's deleted. Whack a flow, steaming sheepish now, crack your nose, leave him leaking. Have to go, epic, go stab your skull, be a genius. Like D.O.G. is on beach, keep him fiending for the next hit. Let this freaking be it. We barely started eating, rappers scary, getting squeamish. Can't stomach that, they wake up life like he's some semen. Whatever you do, you better do it with ferocity. Ferocity, whatever you do, you better do it with ferocity. Ferocity, whatever you do, you better do it with ferocity. Ferocity, whatever you do, you better do it with ferocity.
We are back. Man, dude, that song fucking bangs, man. It really does. It really does.
Thank you. Yeah, that need to be on somebody's video game or sports channel.
Oh,
real.
Yeah, no shit. Hell yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, if I in my former life, I was a pretty damn good football player. I might have hurt somebody. Oh, yeah, because that right there says it all. Like, that just, if we don't need no speeches, coach. We don't need no speeches. We got it.
So before we continue and take on this caller here, just real quick, producer walked in and we start our own Twitch thing. I'm not saying anybody to jump over and jump off Al Mal's feed or whatever. We just want to throw our feed out there that we are streaming there too. If anybody else wants to check us out, it's twitch.tv/wicked_curiosity_media. Apparently it's long like that because we don't have enough followers yet. So if anybody wants to chime in and be a follower on Twitch, you know, we can, I guess, maybe update that, make that a little shorter and easier for people to find.
Here, give me your name one more time. You don't got to give me the full link. Just at Wicked, WICKED _ curiosity.
Yep. And then underscore media.
Underscore media. I'm shouting you out right now in the chat. You should definitely get a bunch of people to come on over and hit that follow button. Hell yeah. We still got like 15, 20 dope people vibing out with us.
Hell yeah.
Everybody that's out there, hit up Curiosity
too, so.
Media right there.
Yeah, it's a lot of love going on right now. So I got two people on hold, and so we're going to right when that song started, I told her that we were going to bring her on right after the song here. So we're going to pull her on here. Hello, you are live. What is your name again?
Hi. This is Green-Eyed Witchy Woman.
Hey, Green Eyes. How are you doing, Green Eyes?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Oh, blessed and highly favored. Happy you called in. Thank you for calling in.
Absolutely.
So you got a question for Al Mal?
Basically, what is it that has been your favorite part of taking everything independently and out on the road?
As far as like going tiny and how we're doing our journey now?
Yes.
My favorite part so far, that's a good question. It's really hard to pick a favorite because we've had some amazing times. You know, Eureka Springs was magic with Plowman. Of course, you know, I mean, we've had so many amazing times down here in the valley and in different parts of Texas. Love spending the time with Amy Canna and everybody. Of course, Meg and you know, Buck and everybody. I mean, it's been a super dope journey so far. Of course, with the Striders, nobody smokes like them Oklahoma Stoners. Oklahoma was so dope.
We got it going on in the Midwest.
Oh yeah, I can't wait to circle back up as soon as you guys thaw out. You know, when to be up there, Green Eyes. It'll be much more fun when we're not frozen.
Yeah, y'all definitely gotta thaw out first for sure.
Oh, yeah. Shit.
Yeah.
If I had to pick just one, I don't know. It's really hard to pick. I mean, you know what? Maybe the show in Eureka Springs, It's really hard to pick one because there were so many special moments, and it's hard because they were all special in different ways. Like right.
Yeah,
from the
but maybe just like one particular thing that's happened during the whole time. Not particularly like one person, but just one particular thing that you've done during the whole time. Maybe that's been your favorite thing.
I would say probably doing the show in Eureka Springs. That was really dope. We had a lot of fun in Eureka Springs jamming out with Plowman and Arkansas Dave. That was definitely one of the high points of the whole trip. But like I was saying, when we first started, you saw Green Eyes, we struggled. Like for anyone that doesn't
know, yeah.
We really struggled in the beginning. Like to get
definitely.
On the road. So when we first took our trip up to Scranton, we were kind of on the road, not fully on the road, but it was our first stop after leaving the Bricks and Sticks. We had a moment like mad early in the morning after sleeping an hour on the fucking road and being crazy exhausted and barely getting it all together. And fucking, like, there was just this amazing sunrise that we got, and there was a dope song on from the Killers, and we were both kind of like, sleep deprived and emotional. So that was that, like, it was early on.
Aww.
But that was still kind of a real special moment. Like, we here, look at this, we fucking here, look at what's
yeah.
happening right now. Kind of terrifying, but holy shit,
amazing set of circumstances. Yeah, definitely. One in a million thing, you know, chance to have this happen, you know. Every moment is as individual as the next.
Exactly. It's so hard to pick. I mean, you know, Mexico, tripping out with Joel and Leela, you know, tripping out in San Antonio with the Drake. There's so many. I mean, it's so hard to pick because there's been so many special moments along the way, and I'm looking forward
yeah.
to many, many, many more. You know, it's been
just being able to do it. Yeah.
Definitely. It's been the trip of a lifetime. It definitely has already.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you guys got the chance to do this, and you know, you got the whole Al-Mal army backing you up and making sure that you're gonna succeed in this in one way or another.
Hell yeah. Big love
multiple
to you, Green
ways.
Eyes. I appreciate you. I can't do it without the whole Al-Mal army backing me up. Much love to you, Green Eyes.
Absolutely.
And Amaranthine and the whole Green Eyes family. Hell yeah.
They can hear you, yeah.
Oh,
everybody
yeah.
say hi.
Hi. Hi.
Hey, guys.
Yeah.
All the little Green Eyes. Love to all you guys. Thunder Ice, Amaranthine, everybody. Much love to you guys.
Awesome. Well, you have a good rest of your interview with those other two guests.
Thank you, Green Eyes.
You're
welcome. We appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
No problem. Bye bye.
Bye. All right, we've got two more lined up here. If you've been on, if you're on hold, just bear with us. We're getting through them as fast as we can. You know, there's just a lot of love going around tonight, so that's just the way it is, unfortunately. But we're gonna get to everybody just as soon as we can and as fast as possible. Okay, so. And we've got another one lined up here, so we're going to bring her on here. Hello, you're on with Note by Note.
Hi, everyone. It's Lil Pika.
Lil Pika.
Hello,
Lil Pika.
You.
We love you, Al-Mal.
Love you, Pika, and love you too, Lil Pika. Thank you for calling, and thank you for always showing that love. Love you, Lil Pika, and original Pika. Thank you again for always showing that love.
We didn't catch that.
She said, "When are you coming to see us?"
Hopefully soon, when the sun is shining real bright in the springtime.
In the springtime, you hear that? Yeah. They will have cookies ready for you.
We will have cookies ready.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. I can't wait.
She really, really wanted to say hi, so that's why we called in primarily.
And she was on hold for like 9-10 minutes, so that's some dedication right there. That's
oh,
sweet.
Yeah, she loves her Al Mal. She loves her music. And since I'm here, I wanted to go ahead and ask Mal, what advice would you give to someone who's trying to do the same thing, whether it's arts and crafts, whether it's music? What advice would you give them to start living on their dream?
Well, that's as far as living off of your dreams, like you know, we've talked about before, like that's the hard part. That's the big watershed that a lot of artists have a hard time with. Living off of it, it's weird. Like, it's hard.
Well,
you can do it right now. If you just drop everything, technically you are living off of it, even if you're not doing it that well. You know what I'm saying? So, I mean, it's hard. The best thing you could do, though, to get yourself closer to, you know, financial security or a better, you know, flow of financial support off of your art or from your art is just, you know, just continuing to build your community every day and you know, make sure that they have, you know, cool stuff of yours to interact with, because, you know, obviously content, you know, is going to be king. You have to have cool stuff for people to interact with and make sure that, you know, you know, especially now they're engaged in the process too. Even if you don't have anything out, have the, you know, even if there's only one or two people listening, have them engaged with making your content and you know what I'm saying? Just continue to make your art no matter what it is every single day and put yourself out there. You know, it's up to artists to make art. It's up to whoever the, you know, whoever's consuming the art to figure out if it's good or bad.
Awesome. Appreciate it. We love you. The kitties are all coming over here trying to say hi to you, too, apparently. Do you want to come say bye? All right, come say bye.
Ow, meow.
Hey, love you. Bye.
Oh,
love you, too, little Pika.
And we will talk to you soon, and we're still here and hanging out and lurking in the live, and you have a great rest of your night.
Thank you for the love, Pika. You too. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Hell yeah. Man, I tell you what, I love the love, man. It really does. It just warms my heart, especially with the little kiddos, you know, just, you know, chiming in. Just want to say hi and show some love. That's fucking, tugs on a man's heartstrings. Good Lord.
gives you hope, don't it? Gives you hope.
It does. It does. All right, so we've got one more caller in like that. I say we knock out the caller and then we can play Bold Move as a final break before the show ends here. So let's bring this person on here. Hello, you are live with Note by Note Radio Show. Who are we speaking with?
CK Draven.
Hey, there he is. What up, Draven? How you feeling, brother?
What's up, man? All right, so I got one quick question for you.
Lay it on me.
At what age did you decide that you wanted to get into rap, and what was that one defining moment that made you decide that you wanted to be a rapper?
So I go. That's a good one, man. That's a real good one. Thank you, Draven. Big love to you, brother, and Mr. CK Draven. So the age, and then when I knew it was, when I knew it was for me. So the age when I first made my first song, was that the first part? Because I know there was two parts. Was that the first song, or just the first time I knew it was like music is what I want to do?
Well, like, at what age did you decide, like, yeah, I'm going to be a rapper? Like, what happened that made you, like, what influenced you and been like, that's what I want to do, that's who I want to be?
Okay, no doubt. Well, thank you. Great question, Draven. Well, check it. Like I was saying earlier, the first time I ever wrote a song was I wrote a rap song, possibly in crayon, about how drugs were bad when I was, like, single digits. So, like, I had always been writing. Like, I kept kind of, like, making up little songs and parodies and, like, writing songs and, you know, writing all different types of stuff, like, kind of throughout my life, different types of songs and raps and poems and all types of stuff. Like, I kind of kept writing. But then when I was in high school, there was a couple of cats that were, like, really rapping and stuff like that, and they knew that I kind of, like, fuck with hip-hop, so they were like, yo, let me get in your ear. And we would just smoke herbs at, like, you know what I'm saying, like 16 and stuff like that. They'd be smoking and fucking, we'd all be smoking in the stairwells and shit like that, like up in Hudson, this grimy-ass little hood that I lived in, and fucking, like, they would just, you know, spit these rhymes. And eventually, like, I kind of started spitting rhymes a little bit because they knew I would write, but I didn't really, like, you know, fuck it, because I was always, you know, I was always the white kid in the hood and shit like that, you know what I'm saying? And it was like, fucking, you know what I'm saying? No, I thought nobody wanted to fucking hear my rap. So, like, I started writing more and more through college and through high school. Like, I always was writing, always had my pen game going, kind of learned how to freestyle and fuck around with friends a little bit, you know, chopped it up in the stairwells and shit. Then fast forward, when I moved to Staten Island, when I was like 19, and I was hype man. I was doing hype man for these cats that I met called Hysteria. These cats I knew from back in the day, and I was doing straight hype man for them. They opened up for Wolfpack and everything like that. Like, so I went up and I was opening up with them, and like I was performing with them, you know. Wild shit, like, had some fun with them, and I started realizing, like, you know, more and more, like, damn, I could do this, and started kind of building a little bit of a plan on how to do it, on just, you know, making music, no idea of doing it professionally. Then, check it, I was at the Wooster Palladium at a concert, tripping. I was on some dope-ass shrooms that night, and... Yo, like, the whole sky opened up for me, and the universe communed with my soul, and it hit me that music, you need to make music, this is the path. And that's when I really kind of started really pushing and doing anything I could at any point at all with music, like recordings in bedrooms and, like, really going hard, like, really, really hard. And, you know, it's kind of before some interwebs was around, dating myself a little bit, but the interwebs wasn't what it is today. So, you know what I'm saying? It was just a lot of, you know, just pushing and hustling and shit like that on Staten Island and all that. And yeah, that's really when the magic all kind of really came together. Like, this is what it is. This is the path.
No doubt.
Fast forward, cool little thing about the Palladium. Years later, I was touring with Madchild, and we had a packed house at that same fucking venue, the Palladium in Worcester. Fast forward a handful of years, and I was performing on that stage to, like, you know, 100-something people, a couple hundred people. And yeah, the Palladium in Worcester will always have, up in Massachusetts, will always have a very, very soft spot in my heart for that and many reasons. I love the Palladium.
Yeah. Well, CK dropped off the call there and everything like that. So just wanted to give you a heads up on that. We're going to play Bold Move. We're going to take the last break of the show. We're going to play Bold Move, and then we're going to come back with Al Mal. We're going to wrap it up for the night, and you know, I'm going to preface this. Man, I can't thank you enough for coming on the show. It's been awesome. Got a lot of love, people calling in and showing love tonight. So it's been an incredible show. But we're gonna play this song, and then we're going to be right back, and we're going to wrap things up. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is Bold Move. So stay tuned. We'll be right back, and we're going to wrap it up with Al Mal, everybody. Here we go.
Before man was, war waited for him. The ultimate trade awaiting its ultimate practitioner. That is the way it was and will be. That way and not some other way.
We need a massive war. A war beyond any other that man's history has ever known.
Bold move, bold move. It's time to make your bold move. Bold move. It's time to make our bold move. Bold move. Bold move. Really think it's time we break up, make us a bold move. Like right now, we need fists in the air. With bright sounds, the resistance is here.
That's right.
Our tight crowd can be invincible. We're indivisible individuals assembled in there. Dedicated to their cause and each other. Educated about a fraudulent suffering. Sometimes covered in vent to change the world. Some even said, it's the only thing that ever has, and I'm believing them. So to see the ten plus, then we need friends that wanna beat the same beast that beat them. So let's unify and multiply when we get up. Stand up for my rights like Marley said when he blessed us. Beacons have reached you, but I may not wait, pleased to meet you. I make bold moves, clearly my feature feature. I speak cold truth, but now we need believers. The bold truth, I only hope I teach you to teach a bold move. Bold move, it's time to make your bold move. Bold move, it's time to make our bold move. Bold move, bold move. Really think it's time we wake up, make us a bold move. It's obvious we got problems and need solutions. In other words, solve them to see their resolution. We need that resolve and resolve of inner constitution to see through revolutions. Making those bold movements, so go follow through it. Your small or larger actions, make your contributions or your heart subtractions. Even the smallest words indeed solve this magic stop. Someone calls and blurs, suddenly it all but happened. Come, like the tide changed right in that instant. Like a riptide came, we drastically dragged in it. Or then it might stay in the place it has been in. What seems it's like they remain, but change can begin. Small and grow from nothing. If seeds stay abundant, fertile soil something can grow to greater numbers. Until we organize and cause a major ruckus. But sometimes all it takes is simple statements from us. Like bold move, bold move. It's time to make your bold move. Bold move. It's time to make our bold move. Bold move. Bold move. Really think it's time we break up, make us a bold move.
That's a bold move.
I live on the edge.
Hell yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, we are back live, Note by Note radio show. We've got Al Mal on the line and Jesse Lives.
Yeah.
Man, that was...
Yeah, oof. Yeah.
That song fucking hits.
Thank you.
No worries,
appreciate
huh?
you, man. Oh, yeah, that's
the DJ
from Jedi Mind Tricks. Fucking love that track. Thank you. I appreciate you guys.
That's who was on
Hell
the
yeah.
cuts? That's what I was going to ask you. That's who was on those cuts on that record?
Yup, yeah, that was DJ Question from Jedi Mind Tricks. He killed it on them cuts.
Yeah, he maimed everything about the, yeah. For real.
Oh, yeah, thank you. Got to show respect to the DJ, got to show love to the DJ, definitely. And Question is no fucking joke. Oh, yeah.
Another gem, another message.
Oh, yeah. We've got...
I'll be catching up.
We've got another caller on the line here, and that's probably going to wrap us up for the night here after this last call. So we'll take this, and then, we'll say our farewells for the evening. And, man, I'll tell you what, I'm already looking forward to the next time we can have you on, man. So this is awesome. We're going to take this call here real quick. Hello, you're on the air with Note by Note radio show.
Hey, I'll be quick just in case anybody else is behind me. This is Taco calling. I just wanted to make sure that we got a little love to Life of Am, Al Mal's favorite person in the heart of the trust tree over in Al Mal Army. I wanted to ask Al, what was the moment that you knew that you were in love with that woman and that you wanted to spend the rest of your life with her?
Oh, wow. Oh.
Ooh, wow.
We're getting into the personal questions. All right, all right.
Well, you know, she just does so much. You know, she helps, you know, with the emotes. She's his manager and, you know, the person that, you know, is always there for him. You know, he has a, you know, family here now that he, you know, never has to be alone. But I know that woman has been there with him through some shit. So, you know, I just, you know, they've been together for a really long time and they really are the OG power couple. And I just really thought that people listening would like to know.
Hell yeah.
Thank you.
If it's
bro.
Too personal, I understand.
No, not at all. Not at all. I mean, shit, I saw the first time I laid eyes on that beautiful lady, like I mentioned earlier, you know, my mom was dating this guy, this little squatty Italian guy, and he had his whole Italian family and stuff, but he had, like, very long story short, kind of... her uncle, like uncle that's not an uncle. Everybody got like an aunt or uncle that's their aunt or uncle, but not their aunt or uncle. That was this dude my mom was dating. And it was funny, when I first met him upstate, he just handed me a fucking pile of pictures. He was like, "This is my family." And he hands me this big pile of pictures. And I'm like fucking, I'm 18. And I'm like, "All right, bro, nice to meet you." Like, first, second time I meet this guy. And I'm like thumbing through these pictures. And it's like, fucking all different types of pictures. And it's like, you know, the dude is a little Italian guy. He's half Italian, half Jewish. And he looks like a half Italian, half Jewish guy from Brooklyn and Staten Island. And so does his whole family. So I'm looking through, and I don't feel like that's a stereotypical thing to say. Not at all. You know what I'm saying? But I digress. So I'm looking through, and it's, you know, clearly a very Italian looking family and all like that. Like, everybody looks like this dude. And then all of a sudden, there's this beautiful Asian angel out of nowhere sitting, she hates the picture, it's like from Christmas morning, and she's like sitting there with her PJs all half asleep, and I'm just like, I'm going through, I'm like, oh, nice, nice, you know, one after the other, and then it's like, whoa, who's this? And he tells me the story, he's like, you know, this is Nang, and it's, you know, blah, 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 like I said, uncle but not uncle, tells me the story. Fast forward, you know, I meet her, and after the love at first sight with the picture, it was love at first sight in IRL too. First time I laid eyes on her, I knocked on the door. She didn't know I was gonna be there. We were talking on the phone and stuff like that, and we were starting to, you know, talk as friends and family. But then when I laid eyes on her in real life, and she was wearing nothing but a towel. It was love at first sight. It was love at first sight. So double love at first sight.
You're a cow.
Oh, yeah.
No, that's beautiful. That's awesome. I had heard that story before, but I wasn't sure if that was the love at first sight, though. That's beautiful.
Oh, yeah. It was double love at first sight. Got to see the picture vibes, and then I confirmed it with the IRL vibes.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah. I will let you guys go. That way you guys can wrap it up, and in case they can see, and if there's anybody else behind me, I don't want to take up too much of you guys' time.
Yeah, what was your name again, man?
Taco.
Taco. All right, man. Hey, man, Taco, thank you so much for the call, man. Appreciate you calling in and showing the love.
Hell yeah. I followed you guys on Twitch, too. I'll make sure to show you guys some more love.
Oh, man, that's awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the whole army's following. Thank you, Taco. Big love to you, brother. Thank you again for calling in, man. Have a great weekend.
Yep, you too.
Awesome. Hell yeah. You know what? We've got just under 6 minutes. We've got one more call. We're just going to take this right to the end of the show, man. Fuck it, you know?
Let's go.
Yeah. Hello, you're on with Note by Note Radio Show. Who is this?
We already called in. This is Pika and Little Pika, and
okay.
Little Pika wanted to sing her favorite Al Mal song to Al Mal, if that's okay.
We've got 5 minutes and 30 seconds. Go ahead.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
You gotta do it loud so they can hear you. Ready for Peace Mode?
Peace Mode.
Peace Mode.
Peace Mode.
There you go.
show to be smooth. Be smooth. Be smooth. Go, go to be smooth. Go, go. Be smooth. Go, go. Be smooth. Be smooth. Be smooth. You want to do more? Oh, your mouth is getting tired. Okay. You want to say bye, Al Mouth?
Too much beef mode.
Yeah. All thank right. you, Old Pika and Original Pika. Love you guys. That was awesome.
Of course, we love you. Say see you guys later.
See you guys
later. Now that you do loud.
You guys have a great weekend.
Love you guys. You too.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in.
You're welcome. And we dropped a follow too, so we will be popping in and hanging out.
Oh, God, I hope so. Thank you so much. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I appreciate
bye-bye.
That.
Bye-bye.
Bye, little Pika.
Bye-bye. Have a good night.
Hell yeah, man. Awesome. Well, we've got just under 4 minutes to left in the show here. And, you know, I just want to say, you know, big shout out to Al Mout. Thank you so much for coming on, man, and giving us your time. I know time is money in this game. And from the bottom of our hearts, man, thank you so much.
No doubt, man. Thank you for having us. Yeah, Jesse's definitely the fam, and it's good to you know, obviously meet you and connect with you as well. And I'm really happy to be here and happy we could do this today. I really enjoyed it myself, and clearly everybody had a great time. We still got like 20 dope people vibing with us. Yeah, if you guys after we wrap it up, if any of you want to come on in, it's you know, at Al Mouth Music everywhere. You know, you're more than welcome. I know a lot of people dropped you some follows, but if y'all want to come on in and wave hi, or anybody from the studio or the station wants to come on in, you guys, you know, are more than welcome to say some hellos while I wrap it up.
Hell yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Okay.
Awesome. Awesome. Well, again, like, you know, thank you so much, man. I hope you have the most wonderful weekend. And as I said earlier, man, I'm already looking forward to having you on again, man. You know, Jesse's going to stay in touch, and we're going to do this again. Definitely. Definitely.
No doubt. Looking forward to it. Thank you again for having us. I appreciate you. Hey,
absolutely, man.
Curiosity Media coming through right there in the chat. Hell yeah. Much love to you guys. I appreciate you. Thank you so much.
Hell yeah.
Had a fucking blast.
Fuck yeah, man. Hey, thanks for putting us on blast, man. Thank you.
Hey, no doubt. Likewise. Really, really enjoyed it. I hope you guys have a great weekend.
Hey, you too, man. You be safe out there, brother.
Thank you. No doubt.
All right. Bruce. Have a good one, buddy. See ya.
You too.
I'll get up with you, Al.
Yeah, definitely. Just hit me up, man.
For sure.
Man. Whew. How? We didn't even get to talk.
Hey, when you don't have to, you know, when you get warriors on the phone, sometimes it's just the story itself. All we got to do is just shut the hell up long enough to get it told.
Yeah, man, I tell you what, man, and two of the questions that I always ask were asked by fans, so it's to me that, you know, I'm asking similar, you know, people like to hear. So, you know, I mean, so that makes me feel a little bit better. You know, I'm not just asking random stuff about myself. I'm asking other, you know, I'm asking things that other people want to know too. So that's pretty dope, man.
Correct.
For real. All right. We've got 1 minute left. Jesse,
correct.
You want to say your goodbyes to everybody listening in?
You know, I go, man, put the bar before the bullshit, you know, be cool, do cool shit. Oh yeah. Last secret, bad energy messes up the money. It scares it away. Smoke on that one.
Ooh. Ooh. Might think about that one later. Huh. Yeah, no doubt, no doubt. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this was an absolutely incredible show. We thank everybody who was a part of it tonight. I'm going to run down this list here real quick. We had Jason, A.O. Mayo, Chris Plowman, Kelsey, Juno, who did the Baba Booey. We had Cindy all the way from Estonia. Green-Eyed Witchy Woman. We had Big Pika, Little Pika twice. CK Draven, Taco, man. I want to thank everybody for calling in. We've got 15 seconds. I just want to say, everybody, We love you. We appreciate you. And as always, keep your eyes or keep your hearts open and your radio up. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Have a great evening.